problems are not mental. There can be real problems out there. Say our manager or our team may be troubling us in some way. So what can we do about dealing with such problems? Yes. By no means is my talk meant to imply that all problems are simply mental. In fact, the mind can even go to the other extreme and make us imagine that there are no problems, that everything is rosy. That is also an illusion. So essentially, the point is that there is a physical level of reality. And at the physical level of reality, in the external world, things can be pleasant, things can be unpleasant. And we need to deal with them in a practical way. When there are problems in the outer world, usually those problems can be classified in three categories. There are direct action problems, there are indirect action problems, and there are no action problems. So, no action problems means you wanted to go somewhere and it rains. It's a storm. We just can't do anything about it. If it's so stormy that we can't go out, we have to accept it. See, the problem comes when something like a storm is going to come, we just understand, I don't have any power over it. And we accept it. But when there are things which we think we have power over, and when they don't work, that overpowers us. That causes us a lot of frustration. This person should be behaving like this. Why is he doing like that? Why is she doing like that? But that consumes a lot of our energy. So, no, there are some certain problems we just can't change. Then resenting reality will only make things worse. So, if the problem is like that, we need to just learn to live with it. And that does not mean we just become passive, but we channelize our energy where it will be constructive. Okay, but there are other kind of problems can be direct action and indirect action. Direct action means those are problems which we ourselves have caused. There's something which we need to do by which we can change. Now, if people don't trust us, it's because maybe we are not punctual, we are not doing our work on time. That's why we are not getting entrusted with some job, some more responsibility. We are not getting raises or whatever. There's something which problems are caused by us. And then there are problems which are caused by others. This is what you are asking about primarily. So we need to first evaluate which category the problem falls in. And now others' behavior we can't control. But at the same time, that does not mean that we can't do anything. We can change others, or we can inspire others to change by our disposition and by our communication. The way we behave, the way we talk, and the way we work. So quite often, if we are other-centered, that means if we are centered on our manager, we are centered on someone else, then our whole behavior becomes reactive. And when our behavior is very reactive, the Bhagavad Gita talks about udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. The Bhagavad Gita says that we should not just be a performer of actions, but we should also be an observer of actions. That means when we start doing something, we sometimes get so consumed in doing things, afterwards, why did I do that? I shouldn't have spoken like that. It's made things worse. So when we become an observer of actions, that means we can, different people are different. Sometimes when the security immigration checkup is happening, that time when they are tapping the body, they ask, do you have any sensitive spots? But they say, if they have sensitive spots, then they will be careful in touching those spots. So like that, everyone has some sensitive spots. And we need to, if we can become observant, we notice, this is a sensitive spot. I have to be especially careful. And in general, if we take care of other sensitivities, there is at least some level of reciprocation. So if we assume either that everything is in our control or nothing is in our control, then both ways we set ourselves up for frustration. But if we analyze what is in my control to change, what is in my control to contribute to a change, and what is in my control to just accept, when we observe that, then we can deal with the real problems also better. The Bhagavad Gita is actually spoken at a time when there was a real problem. There were antisocial elements who had captured power, and Arjuna had to fight against them. And Arjuna had a mental breakdown. So he had a mental breakdown which prevented him from dealing with the external problem. And the Bhagavad Gita restored his mental equilibrium by which he could deal with the external problem. So the real problems need real solutions. And what the best solution will be in which situation, we may have to analyze the specifics of that situation to decide that. But the capacity for doing that analysis and the capacity for effecting the best solution, that can be enhanced if we cultivate spiritual wisdom and develop a distance from that situation. So by that sense of distance, we get perspective by which we can analyze and implement solutions. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?